Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause God,
God is in
control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. If you know that things are going to get better, hallelujah, you ought to give God some praise. Hallelujah. It's got to get better. Glory be to God. say, I won't stand for it to get worse. So it got to get better. I want to let you know tonight that it will get better because God is in control. Is that all right? To God be the glory. We know you're expecting better things and better days to come. Amen. Those of you that are tuned in tonight, glory be to God. You're inspired to tune in so that things can get better. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler greeting you tonight from Undisputed Truth Ministries down in the heart of Henrico, Virginia. Here on your Block Talk Radio tonight, come to inspire you tonight that God is going to, you determine in your spirit, deep down in your soul, it got to get better, then surely it will get better. Amen. Is that all right? We thank you for being here tonight once again. We're not going to prolong the time tonight. We're going to get into the Word of God. Those of you that are logging the scriptures that you may go back during your devotional time, I want to let you know tonight, I'm going to be in the book of Galatians, chapter 4. We're going to read one verse, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. And I want to just touch inside of Romans chapter 1. Those will be our scriptures for tonight. When I go into the book of Romans, I'm probably just going to touch bases somewhere from maybe 18 down to 21. And we're going to take the sermon text, or the inspired text, from the book of Galatians chapter 4. But I want to let you know tonight, it's going to get better. Amen. Read with me in the Word of God. Amen. Galatians chapter 4. I want to begin reading just one verse so we can draw a thought out of that verse. Glory to God. That's verse 8. It says, how be it then, when ye knew God, ye did service unto them which by nature were no gods, when ye knew not God. Verse 9 says, but now after that ye have known God, or rather is known of God, how turn ye back again to the weak and vaguely elements whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? I want to ask in the title tonight, in a question form, will it go round in circles? I want you to ask yourself tonight, will it go round in circles? Praise God. It surely must be an awesome message. I have to get some water. Excuse me, people of God. It's been happening lately. The attack, but we are right. Will it go round in circles? The Word of God says in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 9, it says, but now, after that, ye have known God. He says in verse 8 that before you knew God, you did service unto things that were not God. They were no God. But you did service to them. Now, how would we, as called out people, because you were called from the foundation of the world, you may not even know that you were called, even before you were called. I just want you to look back at your life, even prior to coming to Christ. What you did, you were serving. You had no idea. Maybe you never thought about it, but you were serving. The problem was, we were not serving God. For the Bible clearly says, howbeit that when ye knew not God, you did service unto them which were by nature no God. But we served it. What he's trying to let us see here in this cluster of scripture is that, glory be to God, it was just natural. It was nature. It was what was happening. It was the trend. And sometimes before we come to God, we get involved in trends and we get involved with what's socially and morally correct. Glory be to God. And we can find ourselves, when we come to God, understanding that we have been serving the enemy. Some of us, you are serving yourself and the enemy. Stands that because he said that was when you knew not God. But there came a time in all of our lives. There came a time in your life. There came a time in my life. Glory be to God. When the Spirit of God drew us in. But now that you're drawn in, this is where our question is posed from tonight. Because the Word of God says, let me take our time here. Verse 9 says that when you, now that after ye have known God, that means after you have given your life to God, after you have decided to fellowship in a church with the saints of God, you have understood you can reach God through prayer. Come on, somebody. Now that you know that God will open up doors that no man can close.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you understand that, there's something about you that God loved enough to call you out from the world. Plant your feet upon a rock and establish your going. Good God Almighty, reveal himself unto you. Come on, somebody. You start understanding that as you read the Word of God. You begin to understand the very nature of God. Once you learn John 3:16, you understood the love of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You understood that God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Oh, you start watching God move on people. You start watching God in the church. You taste and sing that the Lord is good. You understood, glory be to God, if you sow into the Spirit, hallelujah, you'll reap life everlasting. That's what he meant. Now that you know God. But after this statement, the Apostle Paul says this. Rather, are known of God. He says, now that you know God, he says, or rather, see, he said, let me get it straight. Yeah, you know God. You know God to the point you can tell people, oh, that ain't God. Oh, that ain't God. Oh, that's God. See, you know why? Because we believe or we learn to know. Paul said what's more important, it's not really about us knowing God, but it's us being known of God. Oh, come on, somebody. What a powerful statement from the apostle there. Because I found this out in time, that the more I think I know of God, I really find it out. No, he just know more of me. Hallelujah. See, the more you think you know of God, when you really look at it, you'll see, no, it's not that I know God. He knows me. Oh, good God Almighty. And he knows what you have need of. He knows where you need work at. Glory be to God. He knows how to fight your battle. He knows how to strengthen you. He knows how to build you. Come on, somebody. So it's not so much that we know God and learn how to operate, but he knows us and leads us to operate. So watch what the Apostle Paul says in verse 9. He says, now and after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how, now that you know how God feels about different things in your life, you know how God feels about what he called you to do. You know enough about God to know that God knows you. Can I just park right there? Because a lot of times we understand that God knows us. And we choose to take the weak part of us and say, oh, well, God know me. That's just who I am. That's just how I am. No, but God knows more about you than that. Hallelujah. God knows that you can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God knows that you can stand fast in the liberty where he set you free. God knows, glory be to God, about Shanda, what he's placed inside of your spirit. But every time we think about being known of God, we want to make it where God understands us. For God understands that I don't feel like praying when I get off work. Oh, God understands that I can't take the pressure and I need a little relief here and there. See, see, that's not what Paul is saying. God knows of us. Hallelujah. What he's saying is that God knows what he called you to be. He knows what he put inside of you. He knows, glory be to God, how he made you. Glory be to God. And he knows the path that he set out for you. So he asks a question. How? Now that you know God and you know that God knows you, how can you? Glory to God. He said, how can we turn from God and turn again? How turn ye again? When God reveals himself to us, saints of God, and we get revelation of who God is, it causes us to repent. Because in the presence of God, on your spirit, it works on your soul. And when you feel the presence of God, it's something called godly sorrow that comes on you. Now, the Bible declares that godly sorrow worketh repentance. Godly sorrow worketh repentance. You know what that means? When the presence of God come upon you, it causes, it does the work to make you yield. It's something in his presence. Some people just cry in the presence of God. Some people just break down in the presence of God. Some people let go in the presence of God. Some people get healed in the presence of God. Some people, glory to God, get delivered in the presence of God. So what he's saying is the godly sorrow worketh repentance. Here's my point, saints of God. Repentance is when you make a 180. See, you turn totally your back toward what you're walking toward and walking in. That's repentance. It caused you to repent. But now God is saying, how turn ye again? How are you repenting from who I made you to be? How are you repenting from knowing me? How are you repenting from after you know that I know you? How turn ye again? How are you making a full circle and turning right back, glory be to God, what you desire to be brought out of? Will it go round in circles? Will we spend our entire salvation going around in circles? Sunday, you're facing God and you're turning from the world. But then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, turn back a whole circle. By the time Sunday get back, you turn back. Come on, somebody. There's a reason. Something causing us to spin around and around and around. You got to ask yourself, will I go around in a circle? Or will I fly high like a bird up in the sky? Billy Preston said, huh? We can't get people of God to go round and round like the children of Israel. They went around for 40 years, round, how about share, round and around. He says, I'll carry you again unto the weak and vaguely elements. Meaning that there's nothing in the world that can really pull you because you're strong in the Lord. He's saying, and all the elements in the world are weak. We yield to the weakness and we say, God knows me. That's just how I am. Somebody do something to me, I'm going to say something. Somebody act a certain way to me, I'm going to fight back. No, that's weak. That's weak and beggarly. You're acting like a servant to know God again. So God is saying, how do we continually turn to these things? He goes on verse 10 and says, you can see. He said, you observe days, months, times, and years, can see these things. But he says, I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. And everything that God does for us, we don't want it, people of God, to be in vain. Do you know that you can preach your whole life and it be in vain? Do you know you can make every church service saints of God that they give and it's all in vain? Halaboshinda. You don't want your labor to be in vain. And you don't want other labors, things that others have labored for you, prayer for you, blessed for you, to be in vain. It's the more you keep turning, it makes everything you've done vain. And, oh, come on, somebody. Anything that we do that's not for Christ, that's not in the right spirit, you're doing it in vain. There's no reward. But Paul said, glory be to God. You have to understand, he says, I beseech you. He says, be as I am. He's not talking about mock me. He's not talking about he's better. He's not talking about he's bigger or badder. He says, but I am as ye are. Letting us understand, as the Bible says, he's seeking who he devour. Watch what the next verse says. Whom resist steadfastness in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We are all the same. We all got flesh. He's saying, I want you to understand. You're not going to go through nothing that nobody else is not going through. Your attack ain't no stranger than anyone else attacks. He said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. It's nothing strange about being attacked. It's nothing strange about being weary in your well-doing. It's nothing strange about getting angry. It's nothing strange about being disappointed. It's nothing strange about having fear. Glory be to God. But you need to understand that it's weak when it comes to you and the power of God and the strength of God and the word of God. Glory be to God. It makes it all weak. I'm coming back to this scripture. But let me just read Galatians 5 and 1 while we're right there. You're on that page with me. It says, stand fast. All we have to do is stand. Make a stance in your trial. Make a stance in your tribulation. Yes, make a stance when you're weary. Glory to God. Make a stance when you don't know the way to go. Just stand still and wait on God. He said, stand fast in the liberty. In the liberty. Okay, I'm stuck in the spirit right there on in the liberty. Because some of us, we are abusing the liberty that comes with Christ. Yes, you have been made free. Hallelujah. The liberty makes us free. Doesn't make us free to do what we want. Hallelujah. It makes you free from attack, free from being overtaken. It makes you free, glory be to God, from being defeated. Those are the things he freed us from. He didn't free us to turn again to the things that bind us. He said, God, I don't know what you're struggling with, but I'm here tonight to tell you it got to get better. You can't keep going in a circle with the enemy. Time is winding up. And he doesn't care if you get free on Sunday and you stay free up until Wednesday. And he tricked you up on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and you get back free again on Sunday. He doesn't care. He'll play those games with you your whole life. Hallelujah. But will it go round in a circle? Or will the circle be unbroken? Will it stop at some point? He says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ have made us. Christ have made us. It was Christ that gave you your freedom, saint of God. It was Christ that delivered us. It was the blood that set us free. We would not have had enough intelligence, enough power, enough prestige, enough money free from the grip of the enemy. But Christ made us free. So he says, stand fast inside of that. Don't get out of the freedom. Don't get entangled again. You know why, saints of God? The more entangled that we go again, we know it gets seven times worse. But not just seven times more spirit entanglement. He's talking about a spirit turning to a demon, then a demon wrapping itself around your soul, where even the spirit of God has trouble untangling it. Do you know the more you go back, the more he tangles the knot? It becomes a knot in your soul. It's beyond the spirit. Don't you worry about your flesh, because it shall not inherit the kingdom. God don't deal with flesh. You have to deal with flesh. And if you stay in the spirit, you learn to deal with flesh, because we will walk in the spirit. We shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walking in the spirit will take care of the flesh. I'm talking about your soul being entangled again. Catholicism, which is Catholic worship, they call certain sins, sins of the soul. You know why they call that? Because that certain sins do not, it ain't a spiritual thing. Certain sins have nothing to do with your flesh, carrying it out in the flesh. Certain sins go directly to your soul. And it begins to tangle it up and tie knots in your soul. And you can shout all day long, and your soul still be bound. Hallelujah. Praise, sing, and dance. And your soul will stay bound. But Paul said, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless to the coming of the Lord. The liberty frees up your soul. He says, be not entangled again. Meaning, don't let the enemy tie your soul up again. While you praise him Sunday after Sunday, and he constantly tying up your soul. That's why your mind don't change anymore. The thought of being delivered and set free start leaving your mind. The desire to walk in the power and the glory of God begin to leave your emotions. You know why? Because it's starting to get tangled up. Oh, yeah, you still love to praise him because you can feel it in the spirit. But your soul no longer desires to walk in the glory. You no longer believe that miracles is possible. You no longer believe that you can be totally free, holy, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Because your soul get tied up. Your soul is the way you think, saints of God. It's what you feel. It's your stress level. And the enemy knows he cannot. So he says, I'm going to attack their soul. Because I can't stop them from praising in the spirit. I can't stop them from feeling the spirit of God. But I can tie their soul up. So shouting means nothing. Praising means nothing. Preaching means nothing. Teaching means nothing. Titles mean nothing. Because the soul is tied. I know y'all, we've heard some teachings about soul ties. We want to tie that with sex and ex-boyfriends and all that. No, that ain't the soul tie you need to worry about. Talk about Shindia. You need to worry about the soul tie that the devil is trying to tie. Can I read something in the book of Romans? Chapter 1. He says, verse 18. No, I'm going to go down. Verse 20 says the invisible things of him all the way from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even the eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. God said that there's no excuse because you know me and you're known of me. That there's what he said. Because this is the reason why there's no excuse. Verse 21 says, because, what do you think they're talking about? Because what I just said, there's no excuse. Because that when they knew God, you can't know God and go in a circle. Hanabosindia. You can't know God and turn and turn and turn. He says they're without excuse. Because that when they knew God, glorified him not as God. They glorified him not as God, neither was thankful. That is the problem. You're not grateful enough that he chose you out of the world. We're not grateful enough that he picked you out of your family. We have to be grateful and glorify him for what the things he has done. He said, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither was thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened because they became vain in their imagination. Meaning that the things that came in their mind had nothing to do with the kingdom of God. The things that was constantly in their mind had nothing to do with the call. The things that was constantly in their mind had nothing to do with glorifying God. They was letting their mind run away with them. Hallelujah, Messiah. Not understanding that Satan attacks the mind. That glory be to God, that every high thing exalts itself in the mind. Good God Almighty, and if you don't pull it down and bring it into captivity, and bring every thought back to the obedience of Christ, if you don't be, glory be to God, transformed by the renewing of your mind, if you just let your mind keep running away, it's going to draw you away from God, and the thoughts that you have are going to be vain. Even if you praising him and praising him, you're going to start getting thoughts about you instead of God, Halabashinda. You'll start thinking more about you being used than God saving souls. See, glory be to God. He said, and it's foolish. Halabashinda. He said, their foolish heart became dark. Think of God. Without giving God the glory, it gets darker and darker and darker. I want to encourage you tonight, stay in the light. I want to encourage you tonight, glory be to God, keep your love strong for him. I want to encourage you tonight, glory to God, keep your hunger and thirst for righteousness. I want to encourage you tonight that God is able to do exceeding and abundantly. I want to encourage you tonight, glory be to God, that you are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I want to encourage you tonight that no weapon formed against you can prosper. I want to encourage you tonight that glory be to God in everything you got. But you got to give God the glory. Yeah, keep your mind stayed on him. Know what he says? He says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools because they knew God and changed the glory of God. They changed the glory, verse 23 says, of the uncorruptible God into an image like unto corruptible man. They start saying, well, God know me. God understands. It don't take all that. I'm still saved. You're changing the glory of God. Like unto corruptible man. We can't see God as man. We can't know God unless he reveals himself to us. Hallelujah. He reveals himself as you glorify him, as you stay close to him, as you praise him, as you give up your life and take on the new life that he has for you. Glory be to God. You begin to know him more. You begin to see him more. He said, but they changed the glory unto corruptible man. Birds, four-footed beasts, creeping things. It says, verse 24, which is so sad. They gave God no other choice. And we don't want to put ourselves in a position that God has no other choice. Because they wouldn't give him the glory. Halabashinda. Because they wanted to go in a circle, in a circle, in a circle, after God broke this circle and brought freedom, brought deliverance. And we keep going round and round and round. Verse 24 says, wherefore, God also gave them up. He gave them up. Do you know what that means? He didn't take their salvation from them. He already said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. But you don't want God to give up on you. You know they sing a song, don't give up on God. Because he won't give up on you. But whoever sung it didn't read the Bible. To give up on you. Because the grace of God differs for different people. You have to understand how much grace is on your life. You have to understand when God is saying, enough is enough. You have to understand when God is saying, I understand. You can't make God understand by saying, oh, God understands. You have to know, glory to God, that you know you've been in his faith. You're going through what you're going through. He understands. You're talking with him. You're dealing with him. He's dealing with you. And then if he says, I understand, then he understands. He doesn't understand because you say, well, God understands. You're changing the glory from a God standpoint to a man standpoint. And you can do it long enough where he says, God also gave them up. He didn't kick them out of being a child of God. He gave them up to their desire. He gave them up to their uncleanliness. He gave them up to what they wanted to build. God is not going to stop you, Saint of God, tonight. God is not going to make you get on fire for him. God is not going to make you make us glory to God. Build or work in the kingdom. If you desire to keep going in a circle, he'll do everything he can to break the circle, to break the monotony, to break the chain that caused you to go round and round and round. You need to know tonight he'll break it. Don't you try to break it. Believe that he'll break it. Follow the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And watch it break. But you have to allow God. Wait on God. Be patient. Be prayerful. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That in everything, give thanks. And even while you're waiting, give thanks. Even while you're in the valley, give thanks. Even while you're being attacked, give thanks. But most of all, when you're being used, give thanks. When you're up on the mountain, give thanks. Glory be to God. When he show you himself and reveal himself to you, give thanks to him. Glory be to God. So that you don't change his glory. Glory to God. He said, he gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. It wasn't a teaching message sent from God. It wasn't an attack from the enemy. God just lets you go deeper or further into your heart desire that's been tangled up through your soul. Some things come not out by fasting and prayer. And the scripture wasn't talking about somebody else fasting and praying for you to get enough power to lay hands on you and free you. Devotion. Hallelujah. He's talking about you desiring to be free. You desire to be untangled again. You desire to press for the mark of the high calling in God, which is in Christ Jesus. It's totally different. Theoretically, don't listen to the teaching that they're talking about. Oh, some don't come out except by fasting and praying. That means I got to fast and pray, and I'm going to lay my hands on them, and they're going to be free. Don't work like that. Especially when you've been given over to do what's in your heart. They're not talking about the one that pumped blood. They're talking about your soul. That word means your soul. How about Shindia? Sometimes we get tied up, and the only thing that can free you again is you devoting yourself and God Almighty, who has the power to free you again. But it says in 24, wherefore, meaning that's the reason why God allowed it. Because we wouldn't remove going around in a circle. Like you can't understand God. You can't understand his will. You can't understand his way. Yet, he'll give us grace to learn. He'll give us time. He'll work with us, but he also knows when he's giving you what you need and you don't desire it. He's a loving God. He wants us to desire the best gift, to desire the fellowship with him. He wants us to yearn to be with him, to spend time with him. But he doesn't make us. God says the very thing that's in your soul dishonors your body, meaning that your body becomes a servant to the things that your soul is bound by. So the way out is not trying to stop but it's trying to cry out to God from the depths of your soul. And that's what frees a man. You may be too weak in your flesh to stop going where you're going. Stop doing what you're doing. But I tell you, glory to God, if you get on your knees, hallelujah, cry out from the depths of your soul. There's a strength that'll come upon you that will take care of your flesh. It'll humble your flesh. It'll cause your flesh. It's a man. But if you don't, you'll dishonor it. And you will change the truth of God into a lie. Verse 25, I'm done right there in Romans. It says it'll make you change the truth of God into a lie, because you'll find a way to say it's all right with God. Well, God knows. God just gonna have to deal with me, work on me with that. Okay, how about Shindia? He says, and they serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. People of God, we serve a blessed Savior. I thank you for tuning in tonight. And I want to let you know, hallelujah, you have a blessed Savior who loved us so much, hallelujah, that he shed his blood on Calvary. Shed it to fix what was wrong. Something that we did to him. We was without strength, and he yet died for the ungodly. Will you go round in a circle, or will you fly high when it's time to? I'm closing back out in Galatians where we were at. He says, verse 15, where then is the blessing that ye speak of? Where is the appreciation he's talking? Where is the love? Oh, I love the Lord. I love the Lord with all my heart. You do? He's saying, well, where is it? How about Shindia? I love this life. I love being saved. I love being blessed. He says, okay, well, where is the blessing then? I hope you're there with me. Galatians chapter 4. He said, okay, where is it? Verse 15, he says, where is it that you're speaking of, that you keep releasing? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. Okay, but where is that? And you're going in a circle. He says, I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to the man or woman of God, or to God himself. That's the representative of God. What he's trying to say, what happened? Hallelujah. You was in a place, you would have given your very all for God. You would have plucked your own eyes out for God. Hallelujah. You would have quit anything for God. Where is it, he says? Where is this blessedness? Now, he says, am I therefore become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth. People of God, you need to grab people that's telling you the truth. Hallelujah. You need to grab pastors that's telling you the truth. You need to grab leaders that's telling you the truth. You need to grab ministries that's telling you the truth. And hold on tight. So they can keep you in the place where you first was. You're going in a circle. Don't try to bamboozle the pastor. Don't try to trick or maneuver around the bishop. Don't try to out-peep the teacher. It's time for you to pluck your eyes out, pluck your ears out, cut your fingers off, whatever it takes spiritually. Now, don't do it naturally. It's time to sacrifice, is what he's saying. It's time to get back to that place when you first met God. Glory to God. It's time. Put your phones on mute, people of God, please. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm teaching from the Spirit. And glory to be to God. It hears everything. It affects everything. Thank you. God bless you. I love you. Continue to come. Continue to hear. Continue to embrace truth. The truth makes you free. It doesn't want to make you an enemy. Truth want to make you free, people of God, tonight. He says, they zealously affect you, but not well. Meaning that it's another force that will hold you. It will affect you. It'll affect your decision. It'll affect your desires. It'll affect even the way you channel your finances. You'll support it. Because that's the zealousness that it brings, but it's not good. He says, they would exclude you that ye might affect them. Meaning that it's all about them. The enemy has an all about him spirit. And if you see that you're supporting something that has you going in a circle, it's not even about you no more. Hallelujah. It's about the enemy that don't want you to get the truth and free yourself tonight. Saints of God all over this world, hear me. Glory be to God. You must embrace the word of God. That's where your deliverance will come. That's where your freedom comes. Glory to God. That's where you get untangled. But anytime something has influenced you the wrong way, it's not about you. He said it's good to be influenced. That zealously means to be influential. It's good to still be able to be influenced, but be influenced by the word of God. Hallelujah. Be influenced by the servants of God. Be influenced by the Holy Ghost most of all. I'm closing out tonight. Hallelujah. He said being zealous is good. Having a hunger is good. Being influenced is a good thing. But let it be a good thing, he said. Not only when you're present with the saints of God, but when you're alone with God. He's trying to tell you how to get all that God wants you to be. Let me theoretically teach that cluster right there so those who's learning, doing it theoretically to learn, that you may pass it on. That's the Apostle Paul talking to the saints of God at Galatia, and he's telling them, I've put some things into you, but now I see some things that got me worried and concerned. I see, glory be to God, y'all losing, hallelujah, your hunger for God, and y'all getting a hunger for things of the world. See, this is what he was teaching them in that cluster of scripture. He says, no, I want y'all to keep your zeal. Keep your zeal, but let it be toward a good thing. Hallelujah. Don't let it be having a zeal to glory to God that's taking you away from God. He says, I remember when I first laid the foundation here. Good God Almighty, y'all was on fire for God. Y'all was running toward the Lord. Y'all was to the point, glory to God, that y'all would have even cut off, glory to God, y'all fingers for God. Plucked out your eyes. What he was saying is y'all would give God your all in all. He said, but now you got to get back to the zeal that birthed something in you. I'm leaving tonight. But I hope that tonight's teaching caused something to be birthed in you. Glory to God. Or something, glory to God, to impregnate you with zealousness again. Something to impregnate you with hunger again. Something would impregnate you with thirst again. Glory to God. He says, because I want to affect you in a good way. He said, my little children, who I travail in birth. See, you have to birth something so that you can have children. Somebody birthed you. Somebody labored to birth you. Hallelujah. Somebody labored to birth me. Glory to God. Now it's our time to labor and birth the next saints of God. Will you say yes tonight? Will you let God use you tonight? Will you break the circle tonight? Will you break it tonight? Do you have a desire to break the circle? Or will it go round in circles? How many years, saints of God, have you been trying to get to that next level? How many years has the enemy let you get all the way up to the top of the mountain and pulled you back down? It's happened to all of us. I'm preaching to me first. I'm preaching to the choir. But at one point, you got to say, I'm not going another round in a circle. I'm not going all the way round again and have to wait for God to come back around to take me up. How many is ready to step into the next move of God while it's time, while he's here during this season? Or are you going to let it pass again and go in a circle, got to wait for God to come back again? We don't want to find ourselves doing that, saints of God. So I encourage you tonight, stand fast in the liberty. Father, in your blessed holy name tonight, I ask that you touch and pierce the souls of every ear and every ear that this word would come across tonight. I ask that you free them again, God. Hallelujah. I ask that, God, that they step back into the liberty and out of the bondage. Oh, God, I pray even tonight, Lord God, that things are birthed inside of the babes right now, inside of the mid-age saints of God. Pray, oh God, that the next level, that glory be to God, they will ride the wave of your spirit into the next place you have designed for them. I speak it, I declare it, and I decree it tonight. To anyone that would open their spirit right now where you at, anybody that would say yes right now where you're at, anybody that would reach for it right now to where it's at, it's done in Jesus' name. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministry, 1921 Darby Town Road, hallelujah, in Ranco, Virginia. Come on by, it's not by might, nor by power, it's by his spirit, said the Lord. And if it's in the word, it's undisputed. We want to make you a champion in this battle you're in. We want to make you come out a winner through the word of God. It's already been established. And all you got to do is set yourself and watch the will of God and the work of God. For the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Will it go round in circles? Or will you fly high like a bird up in the sky? God bless you tonight. See you next week. We love you right here on Blog Talk Radio. In Jesus' name, God bless you.